is an interview with Mrs. Stella Tortora for the Ohio Historical Society Ethnic Groups in Youngstown Project by Molly McNamara on August 24th at approximately 11 o'clock a.m. We're on Orlow Street in Boardman, Ohio. Mrs. Tortora, can you give me some background on your family, your parents and brothers and sisters?
Well, my mother and dad had come in from Poland.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what city they were from in Poland?
Chester. And they were married here at St. Stanislaus Church. I have no brothers or sisters. Mm-hmm. And we lived on, I was born on Wayne Avenue.
Wayne Avenue? Uh-huh.
And was in, well, part Polish neighborhood and for a few slabs.
Uh-huh.
And then we moved from Wayne Avenue to Ellenwood, and I started first grade at St. Stanislaus.
Now, do you know why your parents came to this country? Do you have any idea?
Yes, to make money and then go back and live more comfortably in Europe.
Uh-huh.
My dad didn't come for that reason, because his mother and dad were here, and then they got the children.
I see.
And then my dad started to work in the mill. No, he first started at the pop company, Star Bottling Company.
That was in Youngstown?
Uh-huh. On Franklin Avenue.
Yeah,
Holly Pop.
Oh, okay.
And from there he went into the mill.
Do you know what he did in the mills?
Yes, he was a crane operator. And later on, an electrician.
Okay.
And my mother never lived.
Whatever happened to their idea about going back to Poland?
They didn't have enough money to go back.
Really?
Yeah, she did housework.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't make that kind of money. She was just lucky that a relative had taken her in. And she didn't have to pay board. But, and then she had an accident. She was hit by a streetcar.
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't work for a while.
Uh-huh.
And when she went back to work, it wasn't enough to go back to her home.
Do you think they were ever disappointed in not going back?
I think my mother was. Uh-huh. My dad wasn't, but I think my mother was. Because she was wanting to go back to see her mother and father.
Yeah.
And her sister. She had three sisters and two brothers.
Uh-huh.
And she was the only one who came to the United States.
Uh-huh.
But my dad, his family was here, so he wasn't anxious to go back. He said he would never go back. He always said that.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was good living here.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to go back to it. No food. And no convenience.
It's just a different life.
Right.
So tell me what it was like growing up when you were a child on Wayne. You said you
on Wayne Avenue. Well, you know, we didn't have money. We lived in two rooms on Wayne Avenue, and our family living upstairs.
Uh-huh.
My mother and dad didn't own the house. They were
These were boarders then? That
no. It was just a family that lived upstairs. And very quiet. We didn't have anything. I remember the gas light we had for a while on the end, and then the big turn into electricity. We had good times. We'd go sled riding at the dump there on Wayne Avenue, and we had good times playing with other children, not like today.
Uh-huh.
Children don't know what it is to have friends and play together, sled riding, jumping rope, playing jacks.
Neighborhood itself, though, you had started to mention that there were other Poles that lived there.
Oh, yes.
Now, were these people from, like, the same villages and where your parents were from?
No, they weren't from the same village. They were from different parts of Poland.
So I was thinking that maybe that was the reason why your parents settled in on the street or in this area.
Well, the reason that we settled in that area is because my mother's girlfriend had brought her in from Europe.
I see.
And she lived over in that area, not on Wayne Avenue, but on Wabash. And that's why they settled in.
Uh-huh. I see. So how did you think your family get along with the other people in that area, the other ethnic people?
Very good. I had no problem. Uh-huh. It was like one big happy family.
Even with the language barriers and everything, there was no problem with that.
Yeah, we had Irish people living next door to us. They coped with my mother not able to speak very well. They helped her along, which was a nice part. And then when we moved to Ellenwood, we had neighbors, Mrs. Fessler. She'd come over every day and talk to my mother in English so that she would be able to pick it up. Of course, my dad didn't have too much of a problem, but he was...
Right, yeah, he was kind of forced to. When did you move then to Ellenwood?
When I started school, first grade. I was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. 1925, because I think the church was built in 1925. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I started there and moved there for 8 years.
What do you remember about grade school?
What I remember about grade school sticks in my mind is, gosh, they pounded in going to the convent.
Really?
They wanted every girl to go to the convent. And believe me, they were really going until we had Father Mulcaric that had come in and he stopped. He said, you will not go to the convent when you graduate from 8th grade. You go to high school, and then if you still want to go to the convent, call home. Oh, yeah, we had plays at St. Stephen's. We had programs of graduation, dancing with Polish students with Krakowia.
And is that where you started to learn the Polish language?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I knew because my mother and dad, there was nothing but Polish. But I learned to write, read.
And that was taught to you in school.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. 1 hour of that every day. Mm-hmm. Every day. Mm-hmm.
They still do that today?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a shame.
Of course, we have no longer have school since then.
That's why.
Yeah. But I don't think it was compulsory. They had classes after school if they were interested in it. They took some Polish, but other than that, I don't think it was supposed to. It wasn't compulsory.
Do you remember anything about the Depression when you were
young? My mother went to work in this Depression. I remember that. My dad wasn't working. He was laid off. Was it laid off, or did they have something wrong at the mills there? So he went to work. My mother went to work. She was cleaning the Paramount Theater. She was a janitress.
Were those bad times?
Didn't have a telephone, he didn't have a car. He'd take the bus or walk. And I was the only child. And my mother, you know, I had to eat and do whatever they wanted me to do. There was nothing special.
Do you remember Youngstown itself, what the whole city was going through? I've had people tell me about the rationing and whatever. You remember much of that?
Yeah. Sugar, gasoline. Of course, we weren't concerned about gasoline. We didn't have a car, so.
Yeah.
Sugar. We always had food at home. My mother, they didn't know she cooked the old-fashioned way, nothing extraordinary. It was always potatoes and wheat and cabbage.
What about, do you remember much about World War II? Taking you through time here a little fast, but...
No, I worked at the GF during the war, and all the boys were being drafted.
What is the GF?
General Fireproof.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love the name. There were mostly women working at that time.
Really?
Just a few older men, or young men, were all in the soaps. Of course, we had dances here, the young soldiers at Urbana. I never went out to Urbana, but there was groups of girls that go out there to meet the soldiers. It was sad. It was nothing enjoyable. You have to kind of stick around the house, but there was nothing to do.
Yeah, it's funny. I've heard different people tell me different things. One person will say, oh, that was a wonderful time, because this area was so alive then. You know, there was industry and whatever had picked up so much. Or everybody was so excited after the war was over, right after that period of time. And then I've had other people tell me that, you know, it was very depressing because so many people had died and whatever from this area.
I had a cousin that was killed in the state.
Mm-hmm. So people view it in a different way.
Of course, after the war, then it was a different story. Yeah. Well, it started during the war with and it's still and stuff.
Yeah.
And you'd walk over South Avenue Bridge and all that, and you always really going. You couldn't walk over there without soot and things flying all over you.
Yeah.
Getting in your eyes and all.
Yeah. Now, you were married in 1945?
Mm-hmm. Not here in Youngstown.
In Youngstown?
No. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I was married in Columbus, Mississippi. Dan was in the service.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came back to this area.
Yeah, well, he was discharged from everything.
And now did you move to Orla?
No. We lived on Ellenwood until the freeway came through.
Uh-huh. I've had a few people tell me this.
Yeah, and we were kind of worried how we were going to be situated with that house. And here we were right alongside of the freeway, so we decided to move to what year did they move up here? 1959? 1959. Of course, my two children went to school with Princeton.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to drive with Bob down because there was no bus service.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Cindy was picked up from the theater for Princeton.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she was picked up here and then taken over to St. Luke's and had to change buses and then go back.
Yeah, that's kind of a distance then from here.
But they both graduated from St. Stan's. Bob with a 4-year scholarship for Cardellini, and Father John Grabowski died, and he left money for scholarships. So he was fortunate to have the first one. He was the first one.
Oh, that's great.
And Cindy had 1 year of scholarship that they weren't giving out before.
Uh-huh.
They were distributing them out for different students.
Now, do your children speak Polish?
No.
No.
And believe me, they are sorry.
Are they?
Cindy lives in Chicago, and she occasionally has a cleaning lady come in. And would you know, they're Polish.
Yeah, there's a big Polish community I know in
right.
Chicago.
Yeah. So she calls me. She goes, I can't communicate with her. So she gets the cleaning lady on the phone, and I have to talk to her. And there was another. I talked to her last week one day, her cleaning lady. She's another one. Come over here to make money. And she's going back.
I see. I didn't know they permitted them to do that still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people to.
She's here for 6 months, she told me.
I see. So she just, you know, works and then wants to go back?
She has a family there. She's going back.
Uh-huh.
I said, wouldn't you like to live here? Yeah.
Well, I guess that makes a difference when your family's someplace else.
Yeah.
Living here, where you live in Orla, is it much different than where you grew up?
Oh,
how so?
Yeah. Well, people aren't as friendly.
Mm-hmm.
They stick to themselves. And we're on Wayne Avenue. It's one big happy family.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why. Do you have any idea why?
Well, I think it had to do with you didn't have too much. You were close because I didn't have anything, you didn't have anything.
Yeah, so you sort of depended on one another.
Right, right. We're here, people have. Already it was prosperous.
Yeah.
Didn't want to bother.
Uh-huh.
Well, my neighbor next door, she and I were the only ones that, would run in back and forth for other people.
What about the nationality or the ethnic makeup of this area? Is it the same as where you grew up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably mixed, huh?
Oh, everything.
Yeah, I find that a lot. It seems like so much of Youngstown has gone away from that. I don't know of any streets today that are specifically one group of people.
I don't. Mm-hmm.
whereas it used to be.
Well, I think the reason for that is the marriage.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah. Talking a little bit about the church itself, can you describe to me some of the customs that you practice, for instance, on Christmas? What practices go on in the church?
Well, we have the night mass, and they usually have a baptism over a convert.
On Christmas?
On Christmas Eve.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, this past Christmas, there's nobody.
Uh-huh.
Convert or baptism. And several years back we've done a couple.
Uh-huh.
And we have our Christmas Eve dinner. And now when I was growing up, my mother and dad, when we were having Christmas Eve dinner, they'd have straw under the table and have an onion in there. So that was a symbol that, you know, that was being done.
Really? It was more of a vegetarian.
Right.
Like,
yes.
I know the Italians do the same thing, eating their fish.
Have, at our church, every May we have new devotions. May devotions. October we have October devotions, and it's in Polish.
Uh-huh.
We have a 9 o'clock mass at our church in Polish.
That's great. I know so many of these churches have gotten away from that. Either they don't have, now is the priest Polish?
Yes, Father Navarro.
In fact, I have his name. I haven't contacted him, but...
He's originally from Campbell.
Oh, okay.
He's born in Mexico.
But I know some of the ethnic churches don't even have a priest who is... Mm-hmm. I think, in a way, that's a shame, though.
Well, I think it's the young people. They're not interested in, learning to speak Polish or whatever nationality.
Yeah.
But, my mother had sisters, when she passed away, I had to keep in contact with them, writing to them in Polish. I get letters from them. In fact, I get a birthday card. Not a birthday, names day. The Polish people celebrate names day more than birthday.
Uh-huh.
So my name's day is May 8th, St. Stanislaus.
I see.
So I always get a little greeting.
They still practice this? I know that the Greeks do the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Practice the name's day, and that's more important than your birthday.
Your birthday, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're the only two churches I know that do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Greek Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that's in Europe, not here. At our church, it's the birthday.
I see. What about for like Easter? Is there any?
Resurrection.
Okay.
When I was growing up, it was 6 o'clock in the morning. But now, I don't go to that anymore. I think it's 9 o'clock.
You eat any traditional meals?
Yes. Not traditional meal is that we bake an Easter bread with yellow raisins in it, and we serve the hard-boiled egg. And when we have the greetings with the Easter egg, we always say, Christus Matrista, that's Christ is risen in Polish.
Uh-huh.
So And every year I send my children, I make this little bread, brown, and with the raisins and the Easter eggs, hoping that they will do something, but I know that they don't.
Uh-huh.
When they were home, Bobby did.
So you've passed on some of this tradition then to your children?
Yes, and I'm surprised my son, which I never thought would think about these things, couple years that I didn't make that beet soup with the dumpling.
Uh-huh.
He says to me, Mom, he says, how come you never make that beet soup that you used to make for Christmas? So now when he comes home for Christmas, because he's in Manassas, Virginia, I make sure that I have it because he enjoys it and then he takes it home. But I didn't think that my children would, think about the customs that we have.
Now, do a lot of the Polish people practice these same ones, or is this just specific? I know.
I think they all do.
Do they? It seems like I would say 99% of Italians do still eat fish, or you know, that's not just particular to one family or something, or one or two families. It seems like the majority of them do. Are there a lot of people from Poland originally? Are there a lot of immigrants that belong to the church, or are they more second or third generation, you think?
Well, you know, they're dying out. My grandmother's there.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of displaced people, Polish, as they call them, DPs.
Yeah.
But we have quite a good family
relationship. Now, do these people all seem to get along?
Seems to. Yeah. Yeah, I would agree that the Polish home, the Kapusy, that they were quite active there. And they have doings, they have their dances, the Polish Madonna Ball in February, and they pick a queen, kind of queen.
So this keeps a lot of the ethnic groups together.
And it seems like there's a lot of the young people who are involved in the Polish home. More so than at our church.
Are there any other Polish churches in this area?
Well, we did have St. Catherine, but it's no longer a Polish church. St. Joseph Provider in Camel, and that's no longer Polish. I don't even know whether St. Joseph Provider have a Polish one.
I don't know.
They have a Polish priest there.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know whether they have the mass or anything in Polish. St. Casimir's, that was a very, it was a big church. And not a
what happened to that one?
Well, the other nationalities
just moved in.
And there was St. Anne's, but they closed the church and then all went to St. Casimir's. And that's how it
was. I see. Yeah, because it's rare that they close up a church.
Right.
You know, that's what usually happens. I didn't realize that had been Polish at one time.
St. Catherine's,
What do you...
Then we have an independent church that broke away from our church, Sacred Heart, the National Church. That's on Cameron Avenue.
Okay.
And they've been... I think when I started school, or about the third grade, they broke away from St. Stan's and organized their own church.
That's interesting.
But they're existing. They've got a nice group of people. Of course, we have nothing to do with them.
Yeah. Well, are they still a Catholic church? Or the
in their own. They have their own bishop and their own clergy. But they're not affiliated with ours.
I see, okay. So I guess when they broke away, they severed everything.
Yeah.
So do you still keep in contact then with your relatives in Poland today?
I don't. I only think there's one that sends me the card, and I haven't received a name state card from her, so I'm assuming she's passed away. But no, there's no family. Well, the children, the cousins are there, but I don't keep in contact. The reason I don't is because they want so much.
Really?
You send them a package or some money, and they want an accordion, they want bricks for a house, you just can't keep up with it. I no longer keep up with it.
So do you, I don't know, do you pay much attention to what's going on over there, like today?
No. Well, you mean about the solidarity strike?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't keep in contact with anybody over there to find out, but I feel bad because they lead a hard life.
Yeah.
You have to feel sorry for them.
Have you ever had any desire to go there?
No. Now, my husband, he'd love to go to Poland. I says, well, how are you going to communicate with him with your... But, he often says, why don't you know? I would want to go to see all those poor people. And they come out with their hands out, they want money. You just don't have enough to go around.
Yeah. But then again, that is where your parents grew up. You wouldn't want to see where they were from?
No, because she had a hard life. They were poor, poor, poor. No, I think it would break my heart to see.
Really?
To see all that.
Okay, that's interesting.
I wouldn't want to see all these poor people donating.
Uh-huh. So you consider yourself fortunate for having your parents come here and settle here?
Yes, indeed. Well, of course, I suppose if you live in that environment, you're able to cope with it.
Yeah, I guess you don't have much choice.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Is there anything else that you could give me some information on, or anything I haven't covered that you'd like to mention? Anything
Not
you could think
I can
of?
Think of.
Okay. Okay, well, that's fine. Thank you.